Hey, welcome. You're just in time to join us for our Weebization.
In this episode, we're going to talk about long-term versus short-term anime. And by that I mean one season to multiple seasons or one long season. Let's get into it, my friend. I am joined with Shannon Sakanoji and Calvin.
What's up?
Calvin is here again. Mm-hmm. We'll give some examples first, and then we'll elaborate. And then we'll just discuss, like we always do. Welcome back to Weebizations, the podcast that I hope you enjoy and thoroughly love. We appreciate you as always, and let's just jump right into it, I guess. Good example of short-term anime for me, Samurai Champloo, 12 episodes, good. Change
One
music.
Season, we'll never get another season.
Yep. Rest in peace, Jun Saba. But change the way we listen to music today. I mean, Lo-Fi wouldn't exist without him, so.
Yep.
Calvin, short-term anime?
Doesn't
have to be 12, it would be 24.
No. Cyberpunk.
Ooh.
Yeah, Edgerunners.
They are getting one of
the. Yeah, they're getting.
They are.
Yeah, you didn't see the trailer.
I didn't see shit.
Yeah, they're what? It still falls. It still falls in the category of short.
Oh yeah,
but
yeah,
they are getting another dude.
Well, is it same character? It can't be.
It's not.
Okay. If you haven't seen it, skip a good 10 seconds. But they all died. They motherfucker's dead.
Skip the next 10 seconds and immediately just.
There are two still alive, but everybody else is dead. Yeah. That's an iconic one. I mean, it went so viral and
I agree. Shannon.
Smoking
Mullet. Yeah, 100%. Still waiting for that second season, bro. What's it supposed to be? Speaking of canceled, One Punch Man, where's the third season? It's a week past. We're supposed to have a third season.
Yeah.
One Punch Man.
Mm-hmm.
They're getting work, bro. That's still Mappa Studios.
Yep.
That's what they're working on.
Yep.
Fucking JJK.
Yep.
Working their asses off over there.
Yeah. I know which one has three seasons.
Mop employees aren't going to see their families.
The three seasons, they're let's be honest, they feel pretty short.
Favorite,
You have that another season, though.
No, that's a great short term. Are you kidding me? I love a good one-shot anime.
That is very true.
Yeah. And,
My love story is up there for me, too.
Oh, yeah, my love story. One that wasn't really supposed to be, but is, what's it called? It just came out.
I argue Gurren Lagann's pretty short term.
Yeah.
It's
two seasons, yeah.
That was season one face.
You feel like it's medium?
I would say it's medium because
was the first one, right?
It was a fucking movie.
Oh yeah, that's fair.
So it was evenly paced.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, that's fair.
I'll say it's medium.
Mm-hmm.
Fair enough.
I agree. Let me see.
Are you still thinking of short?
Yeah, there's I think there's a lot of really good short romance animes out there. Once again, I think a really great way to get people into anime as well, I think a lot of people will go towards stuff they started out with, watch as a kid, which I don't think is always the way to go.
Mm-hmm.
Because
it doesn't hit the same.
It doesn't hit the same at all. People will. I think there's a lot of really great.
I think the best example of that is Spice and Wolf.
Yeah.
Because they have,
another season, but the difference between when one came out and the other is so wide.
Yeah.
So you'd be like, yeah, I started off with this a long time ago, you know?
Let me see what's up. Same with, I know it sounds weird, but same with Beastars. Beastars is completely different. Season 1, season 2, remember?
So. Yeah. I mean, same with B&A. I wish I should have another season.
Mm-hmm.
I wish Wonder Egg Warhard Egg was better, but, you know, we can't always be happy.
No, I think, because, gosh, I mean, like, you can think of No Game, No Life as one of those, like, you know, short anime, but that's just because it just stopped. But then, like, shows, especially, like, Anohana, you know, I think, like, as just this, like, 12-episode story, like, I love that anime because
of also, I also like anime, I mean, I like a lot of niche anime.
Yeah, I know, right?
It's because they get you super involved, bro.
Uh-huh.
I'd also argue that, like, short-term anime either hits, like, more familiar territory to, like, feelings, and or have some sort of... Yeah. But also, like, a lot of short-term anime are, like...
Well, if they're done well, then that means they have to use all of that time to develop character, world, story.
Yeah.
That means they're doing a really great job with their writing.
I was going to say, a lot of it's meme-worthy. Like, Nichijou, for instance. It's short as hell, but, like, there's so many memes about it.
Yeah.
Like,
well, I think that's a little bit different. Well, not because
no, I'm just saying, in short anime, most of it's either iconic for the feeling or meme.
Oh, yeah.
There's no in-between. It's just, like, those are usually the only two, like, people are really for those reasons.
What the types of drink really strong with short anime in general.
Yeah. What do you consider short?
I think it's 12 episodes.
12 episodes?
Yeah.
I think 2 seasons 12 episodes? Or 1 season 12 episodes?
You can't really.
1 season 12 episodes. Is there a... I can't think of an anime with that's a 2 season 12
episodes. Actually,
but I wouldn't doubt they don't exist. I've seen, like, a 1 season... 6 episodes.
Yeah.
With like 5-minute episodes.
Yeah. I think 2 seasons and under is a short for me. A short time. Yeah.
2 seasons? You know,
yeah, 2 seasons.
Yeah. As long as 12 episodes.
I think that's where, for me, it starts to stretch a tiny bit.
They have to be 12 episodes. Can't be 20.
Yeah. I think one that I will agree with that's a more than full episode. I think a short term anime is Your Lie in April.
Yeah.
I think that's I totally think that is short term anime because it's, you know, it's one story.
Yeah. I agree with that.
It's complete.
I still think like 24 episodes, one season is still like short term as well. So.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree.
All right, what are your examples of long term that you like?
I think we have to point out the just genre of showman.
Yeah.
If we're going to look at that long term, because you have the classic three that kind of started this all off, of Dragon Ball Z.
Sorry, you got it off. I'm a little
started.
She didn't start me off. The fuck?
And it's different.
Started fucking mainstream anime. Fucking like shit. What the fuck?
Me, Pokemon started mainstream anime, but that's because I watched it.
No, I mean, like, that started me off on anime as well, but...
But I will agree, I didn't get really into it until Dragon Ball Z.
Yeah, I think that...
Dragon Ball Z until I was 12.
Yeah, well...
I was watching anime way before that, though.
I think that started anime culture. You don't have fucking, like, AnimeCon, you don't have, like, anime culture.
Long-term example that made me like long-term anime, the first one that I remember, was Inuyasha. It felt hella long, but then, like, remembering it, it felt so short. But I loved long-term anime. That's the reason why I watched Naruto and other things.
Yeah.
You know, Dragon Ball Z and all that stuff. I watched Naruto.
No, it's not the most popular anime of all time, like One Piece. Yeah.
Yep.
People love long story. People love,
One Piece is a
great character.
It is still arguably the best anime.
It's hard to dispute that. I think you have. I I think people love to watch like characters grow over time and really like see their, you know, investment time pay off, which is why everybody hates Boruto.
Yeah, I will agree.
Because you don't get jack shit from that show.
Definitely agree to that one.
No, and it's the same reason why mainstream people, like, you know, loved watching the Avengers, you know, turn into Endgame.
That's 10-year, 11-year, right?
Yeah.
11-year story?
You see the investment of your time, but not, like, you see, not only that, like, you know,
team up, you do storylines ending or finishing, you see your characters fully grow. Yeah. That was the biggest thing is your characters grew, like, the Iron Man.
And this kind of world development.
Yeah, and Captain America, yeah. Because, like, that whole fight is for, what, 3-4 movies, then just, you know, Iron Man comes up and goes, did you miss me? You should feel
that. Yeah,
like, yeah.
It's good. Yeah, you see character bit of that.
Catchphrases, I mean, yeah. Like, it was the whole combination. So.
But
I feel like that's what happened, for me, that's how Slime was, it was, the first season was, like, the development process, world building slightly, and then, like, you know, these guys are his subordinates, and then season two was, like, actual solidifying political, I hate politics, but they made politics fun, you know what I mean? Like, it was super cheesy, super relaxed, super nice, and then you had the friendship developing and partnerships, and then the season three was like the culmination of everyone's growth and how strong they got, you know, right. The bonds they had and what it came to, like what they were doing for each other and not just, you know, themselves and world building, like escalated from there.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I think you have, I mean, like, of course, I have to point out my favorite, Avatar, where you have each season kind of as its almost its own complete story, you know, but overall you have this longer-term story, and you really see these characters grow and develop in this kind of confined space and time and whatnot. You see this world kind of grow as you go through, where you could learn more about these characters, and because you're learning these characters, you learn more about the world. And I think that's the best storytelling you can do, is when you have lines that develop the character, the world, and the plot all at the same time.
Intention, right?
Yes.
Yeah. And I definitely feel like 3 was like the In My Field episode, or the season, like, the most for me, at least. Because there was just that combination that we talked about, like, just things happening.
Yeah.
It's hard to do that, to be honest. In a lot of anime, it's hard to get all that, you know, either in tangent or in one season. I think that's why short-term anime do it so well. It's because they're on a time crunch. But other animes, like, they take their time too much sometimes. Like, Attack on Titan did that. It just took too long for
the resolution. And I think I think, especially with that one, you see a lot of these kind of, these things they kind of mention at just not pay off at all. And I think that's why that's why I personally don't like actually Attack on Titan. That's like a serious thing for me. Not only, I don't even care that much about the open ending or even the ending in general. It's, there's all of these aspects they kind of hint at earlier in the show, and they never really follow those up. You have, and I think the whole Marleyan fucking, what is it? I thought that, like, plot just kind of came so suddenly, so out of nowhere, and I feel like they did not hint at that enough at all. Or they didn't build that enough at all. I thought it was so fucking secluded in this kind of, like, this world, and then, like, suddenly they just, like, started snowballing into this other thing. I feel like they could have done the pacing and, the pacing and the world building a lot better, but, I agree. I think that's one of the more notable kind of long-term animes, but,
Shen?
Yeah, there is.
There's long term anime for you?
Take a guess. There are two right answers. One of them we talked about already.
Fate.
You got one of them right.
I was going to say Fate, but he beat me to it. So. He literally beat me to it. I was like, Eddie, here you
go. But yeah, Fate. The overall, really long. It has so much, yet so little, because the universe is so big. You can't cover everything.
Yep.
So you gotta pick and choose the right routes to cover. I wish they would cover everything. I know Grand Order is way too short. But it is what it is, you know. I'm happy with what I have. It's a great studio. They don't really disappoint, so yeah. Really, really good. Really long. I continue to rewatch it, everything on Infinity, so
yeah.
Antonio's not here, but I love JoJo's. I don't love it as much as he does.
Oh, I thought you were about to say Sword Art Online. I was gonna walk out. Yeah, I was gonna walk out. Oh, goddamn. Oh, don't scare me like that.
That's a class. Thank you very much. No, but JoJo's, I think, is one of my favorite long term.
Sucks.
Because it's like increments of short term, but just longevity, you know? Because each season is so drastically different. It's like, but they interconnect like every other season. They connect all together.
Mm-hmm. You want to talk about that? A long-term anime that disappoints?
My second favorite, or the second right answer, I would say, would be the Monogatari series, because that's hilariously long. The reason why I like it is because, one, I read a lot, so I can understand what's going on, even though they talk at lightning speeds.
Okay.
Like, you gotta be Japanese in order to pay attention and watch anime.
Those subtitles are going too fast, okay? Too fast.
I think that's why my brother learned it. Like, you can watch that show.
I only watch Monogatari, and I, bro.
Yeah, it's not for starters, I would say that.
Yeah.
It's not for starters. It's a lot of exposition, so you gotta pay attention to what everything's saying, or else you're gonna miss the fucking things.
Mm-hmm.
The visuals are great, too. I love their... How would I put this? Artistic choice of using different styles all at once.
I think that's one of the most, like, gosh, if you want to talk about, like, fucking gorgeous shows, I think you gotta put, like, Monogatari up there.
Oh.
As well as, like you were saying earlier.
Yeah. And you know another one is? With another one that I just got into, The Bee Hero Head.
Never seen it.
That shit is crazy.
Mm-hmm.
That is a crazy show. I think it is Korean based. Because, I don't know, it feels like that. But it blends so many like artistic styles.
Mm-hmm.
In the middle of the anime, you're jumping between 2D and 3D. And it blends so well. It's so weird. You should watch it. You should watch it, bro. It is... really good. It is really good.
Don't want to do a disappointing long term.
Oh.
What's your
I was going to say Pokemon. Catch them all.
He became a Pokemon Master. And
How does the song go? What was the song we all grew up singing along to? Oh, I think it's, gotta catch some of them and then quit and become a Pokemon, became Pokemon Master? Is that how the song goes, Nico?
He didn't even catch all the Pokemon.
He didn't even catch most of them!
No one, I don't think anyone has caught all of them.
Gotta catch
all of them. Professor Oak literally has the most Pokemon on the show.
Yeah. And he's banging Ash's mom, so. That's the real winner of the show. That's the real winner of the show right there.
21 for me is Clan F.
Yeah.
Way too long. So much unnecessary. It felt like most of it was filler. When you compare it to After Story and the original, it felt like so much filler.
I hate to say it, but Overlord feels like that. It's disappointing.
Yeah.
The last season of Overlord was so...
Yeah.
Season 4 felt like I didn't need it. Like, you could stop at 2 or 3. I'd argue 2, but like, 3 was like a little lackluster till the end, and then 4, like, there was no point. Literally, there was no point in the whole season. Like, it's that bad. Like, and Sword Art, I mean,
yes. It's for some reason, they keep shitting that shit out, bro. I don't know why. It's the same story every single fucking time.
Yep.
Like, we don't care.
Yep.
We don't care.
Yeah, not for real.
You did one cool thing. Turn somebody into a tree. Alright, cool.
Idiot.
Is there any anime that's short term that you didn't like? Or you felt the
truth?
Mine is Boogie Pop. I wish... Because the manga, you have Boogie Pop, and you have the others and everything. The anime, you only have Boogie Pop and the others. They don't even tell you who Boogie Pop is. You just jump right in.
I mean, like...
You're just like, this is Boogie Pop.
I mean, of course, nobody in my life. Just, in the second season. Madrid. Fucking One Punch Man. The fact that
Two was so fucking garbage.
It went from like such a great, incredible, visually stunning anime.
The only good thing about season 2 was Garo.
That's the only
go to fucking high budget hentai. Like, you know, just terrible. Let me think. There was... There's some, I think... I can say, I think that's a big thing, is that I have been less disappointed with shorter animes than I see longer animes.
Yeah. It's hard to find short-term that I'm disappointed in, because I feel like the long-term...
You get warnings before you watch them.
That's
because,
true.
Because more people have...
Well, there's so much in the first 3 episodes.
Yeah, exactly.
Right?
So, yeah. Like,
You can skip and do Shannon book. You can have Shannon afterwards.
Oh, yeah, yeah, go ahead.
Short-term that disappointed me. I'm gonna go with, what is this anime I'm thinking about? Damn, that's not short-term. I'm gonna go with Akumega Kill.
Yeah.
I think that everything happened too fast. And I don't know, I just didn't like how everything turned out. I didn't like the ending.
I actually never watched it because of my
it's a roller coaster of emotions.
Yeah.
And then it's like you watch it to the ending, and you're just like, why did I just invest my
whole
sanity?
I talked about Madoka as well.
Yeah.
Once again, spoilers for anybody who hasn't watched it or not, but what I've heard is they will just build up characters or just to kill them off.
Yeah.
They will take an entire episode just to give this sort of backstory and build up your emotions around them just to kill them.
That's how I felt as well. Like,
yeah.
There's like 2 episodes instead of 1.
No, I think there is... Yeah, I really hate that trope. Like, or the way they'll do that, you know? In a lot of shows and anime. And especially when you start to get towards later seasons, or if it's a longer-term anime, it feels really lazy because it feels like they start to run out of characters.
Yeah.
And they start to create characters just for this, that, like, shock value.
Yep.
It feels simply lazy.
Yeah, yeah. They're just there to rope you in.
Yeah, exactly. Fucking cannon fodder at that point.
You know the anime?
I have 3 animes that I forgot to mention as some of my favorite, like, short-term. Or Perimia is, I think, a great short term.
Never seen it.
It is.
What's the main character's name?
Let me see.
Can I see the picture? Yes.
Yeah. It's a really, really sweet anime. And yeah, really fun dynamics going on. But they did shorten essentially they shortened a lot of manga into just one episode to make it a shorter anime. And I think a lot of people were disappointed with that. But I never read the manga, so I of course wasn't. But yeah, I think it's a really good show. Let me think.
There was a show disappointed me? Wasn't Do Rama.
Well,
yeah,
I like Do Rama.
I like the first season, and then that was pretty much it.
I got my fix for that.
I got two more. Love is Hard for an Otaku.
Love is Hard for an Otaku? Yes. Romance anime, do you name it?
What's up? Yes. They're my favorite short term, and I think that most of the best short term are romance canvas. Can't lie. What's an action anime besides Cyberpunk that's a short term anime?
Action anime that's short term?
Yeah. Or, you know, fantasy.
Psycho 100?
That's not short term.
That's not short term.
Just did?
Not Psycho?
No.
Oh. Psycho 100.
Oh, Psycho 100. I've never seen that one. I trust that.
What's another one? The thing is, like, I don't know if you've seen it or not, so it's...
Yeah. I mean, Dr. Stone is acting short term, but
it's... No, it's not.
That's only the fourth season!
Oh, they are? I didn't know.
Yeah.
Yeah, where'd we go?
That's short term.
Yeah, it's only 24
years. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, what is the anime called? Holy shit, I still got this.
But I'm going to stand for
that. Trigun.
I think.
That's pretty good.
Trigun.
Trigun's pretty good.
Short term.
Yeah.
Trigun.
I love it.
No, I think they're more short term romance animes.
There's so many one shot descriptions because what they do is they take the light novels and basically make the
anime.
It's easier to simplify it.
I do admit
you don't need to with stories like that you don't need the world up.
Yeah.
You know,
it's kind of already concepted, where they are.
You just need a character.
Unironically, most of them are high school tropes.
But I'm always
they appeal to, you know, the younger audience.
Yes. I'm always impressed if you can have a really good like fantasy or action anime because you do need to world build, and you need character build in that short time, which is harder to do.
Yeah.
But I think
I'm gonna get reincarnated into a sword.
Yep. With the one that we watched, with the leveling that I told you wanted. the first episode. Fatal Frame.
Yeah.
So, Fatal Frame. The character just screams. Paralysis, sleep, poison, paralysis, sleep. Every fucking episode.
It's so garbage.
But. Everything else on the show is amazing, except for the CGI. CGI is pretty ass. But if it wasn't for the main character, I'd watch a still of that show. But because the main character is every fucking episode, sleep, bro, sleep, bro. I'm like, bro, please, just shut the fuck up.
There are so many times where it could have been good, too.
Right?
Pisses you off. Right? It's like, nah.
The premise is insanely good.
Yeah.
Like, they're summoned to another world by a goddess, and she summons them to get rid of a demon king, and turns to find out she's a demon, and they just fought her for the demon king.
Yeah.
You know how that is? That's cool. And this motherfucker has the weakest ability stat specs, and gets banished, and he goes, I guess I want to eat these bitches to get stronger.
Goddamn.
What?
I had one more. What's it called? A Girl of Soccer, though. Robot anime.
I don't know.
It's about a autistic living house.
Fuck.
An autistic living house.
Yeah. It's autistic housing.
I thought you meant something totally different.
I thought you meant something.
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Okay. I thought.
No, it's autistic housing. It's about.
I thought you.
I thought you meant living.
Oh, dude, I watched the shit out of that anime. Are you kidding me?
I thought you
were Monster House, except the house autistic.
That's what I thought too.
Oh, fuck.
I was like, an autistic house?
Alright, we're starting a GoFundMe. Please donate if you want to see this anime.
Like house Kun over here.
Yeah.
But yes, I do know what you're talking about. That is a really good anime.
Yeah. I think that's a really incredible, like...
Squid Girl for me. Because I did short-term anime. Because it's racing. But it's, like, differently.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's a type of, yeah.
It's all rated 11 and up. But it's literally just racing.
Yeah.
And it's in this form, so.
Celestial method.
Ooh.
Yeah, short amazing. About an alien trying to get back home.
Iron-blooded orphans.
Yes. Alright. Name of short-term that you don't like.
Short term that I don't like. I don't think I've taken the time to actually watch through enough short terms that I don't like. Log Horizon count? I think that might be 24. At least.
That's fine. I'm still because of that short term.
And I think that's just because it got canceled, so I don't know if like I would count that really in my book, actually, now that I'm thinking on it. But that's definitely one that disappointed me. Because I think that's one that where you have a really incredible concept and you just drop the ball because your characters suck and you have clearly never interacted with a woman, so you don't know how to write them. Yeah. Let me think. I got in a lot of my anime through recommendation, so I think I have been able to avoid most short term anime that are bad.
So let's keep it that way.
Yes.
I'm cursed with walking into these things.
All right, new question. Why do you think people avoid watching long term anime, and not just for like time wise?
Because they haven't watched the type of content. That's why.
Someone that has. That.
There is. Unfortunate thing in especially American culture where people don't actually
simple-minded individuals.
Yeah, to put it lightly, people do not actually take the time to get through an entire show, and they also, when watching these shows, they're not actually really watching them like digest them all. They put the honestness in like a background. And when you have that kind of low level commitment to a story and to characters, then
watch it in the first place.
Exactly, and that's why people just don't get into them because they'll start it and they won't get invested, so they'll stop. While short term anime, of course, are getting you invested in the first
three episodes.
I think that's why
Demon Slayer and Jujutsu Kaisen are super high popular.
Yeah,
it's all like,
yeah, you really have that hook start.
Yeah. First 10 seconds.
The reason why it stole fucking Anime of the Year.
Yep.
From a free run.
Yeah.
No, even like with fucking Demon Slayer, it's like you have this shit first season. I stand by that.
That and it's.
Or just, not shit. Just mediocre.
Nah, it's a shit first season, bro. Like, you had to watch the movie to be like, oh.
Yeah, this show's acting so
good. I'm not joking. I watched the movie first, and I was so invested. Yeah. And I watched the first scene, and I was like, this is ass.
This is so complete ass. And it's like one of those
the tropes that... The peak of that season was fucking, was the 11th form, you know, water breathing. And, like, that was just, that's kind of a mediocre scene.
Yeah.
I'm a spider. And I want a family. Like, shut the fuck up, dog. Have you guys seen the movie?
Not the new one.
It's good.
The new Demon Slayer movie?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, everyone said it was pretty good.
I hate Demon Slayer.
Yeah, I know.
I don't know. I wouldn't watch it.
Mm-hmm.
Even the first movie that they had came out after the,
That animation, though.
The trailer.
I like the trailer.
The movie after that was so garbage.
There was a movie after that?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like a small subplot movie type of thing. Is that a movie?
Yeah.
Never watched that. Never will.
What's up?
Same question.
Same question for what? I thought I've already answered all these questions. Have I not answered these questions before?
No.
What was the question? What's the question?
Okay.
Answer me the question. What the fuck? You just got to skip over me. You do, I guess.
Why don't people get into one of these?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, that was the
question. Yes. For the whole reason why we went on a tangent.
Yep. I mean, like, you know, I mean, Shannon did technically answer it. He just said it under his breath. Small-minded individuals, yeah.
I don't know why people are getting lost for anyways. You just need the commitment to it. You gotta,
I think it's
part two. We're talking like, if you don't enjoy what the trope is, there's just no point in watching it.
Yeah.
So what they're doing is they're making new long-time anime that will appeal to the newer audience, i.e. Konosuba, which continues to get seasons. It's just a comedy anime. Kobayashi's Dragon Maid. Great animes.
Yep.
Continuing to get seasons. So.
Same with Spy Family. It's getting more
seasons.
Yeah. Because they don't care about budgets.
Just pushing it.
Yeah.
But in my opinion, I feel like it's... People have community issues. And whether it's a show or with people, they just don't want to commit to something. Like, they don't actually want to invest. People are like, really lazy in this generation.
Yeah.
Like, or attention span. You can't even argue that.
So. Yeah. We're in an era where TikTok is king.
Mm-hmm.
So
not for real.
And YouTube Shorts.
Three to 5 minutes, and then go on to the next hit of dopamine.
Yep. Crazy.
I think it makes a lot of sense, especially with like modern form media, of like why they're becoming most popular.
Yes.
But I really do. I think you'll have some of like the greatest stories, like with of course the return in May, because you really do get the payoff of like this world being built, and I think that's why you have such popular where it's like, you know, like Naruto, because like a lot of people have already had the payoff of a world being built when they were a kid,
mm-hmm.
and now they can follow that up with Shippuden.
Yeah. I will say the other part is, like we're doing now, you have so much to talk about with someone that's, like, when you have long-term anime, like, you can recount, like, your very moments, and if someone has the same moment, it's like, you fall, that's your W right there.
Mm-hmm.
That is very true.
Same question, but opposite, I guess, why do people not watch short-term anime? And I think it's because they've been told the plot already. Like, they already got it spoiled, so there's no point and watching it.
I also can't agree with this about 50%. I think what people will do is they'll look it up and then, like, okay, well, this is it's an anime, and then, you know, they end up watching it in, like, segments by accident, if that makes sense.
Yeah, I can see that. Or they see, like, clips on YouTube or something. Yeah. Which is funny, because, like, that's what makes me want to watch an anime, is a clip on YouTube. Or,
yeah, you know, actually pretty similar.
Like, that's how I got into Gushing Over Map with the Girl. It's, mm-hmm. it's a great anime. I just didn't know about it until I, like, saw a clip of it.
Yeah,
it's pretty good. Like, not expecting what I watched was what I watched. I'm not gonna lie, I saw a clip and it did not put two and two together. I was like, "What the fuck? What was it?"
I think that's how I felt about Basic Eyes I've been watching lately. It's just like, it's not what I think it is.
I think the interesting thing is, like, I think it's the same barrier a lot of people have just getting into anime in general is the premise of the show is going to
sound. Yeah. Or there's too much provision. Like, I've heard that a lot. Is like,
yeah, I think that's more common in longer term anime.
I think it's more shorter.
Really?
Yeah, I think it's more shorter.
I think it's more shorter. Yeah. Because if you think
I see it more often in shorter animes because it's like, depending on what the anime is, they'll throw in fan service.
Yep.
You know, out of absolutely nowhere. Because you have, like, what is that one anime? Infinite Stratos, right? Yeah. It's an action anime about, you know, action, whatever. But you get, like, segments in the middle of it. It's just for anime. It's only 24 episodes. It's 22 episodes, technically. And you get a segments of, like, here's them at the bathhouse, here's them at the beach, and then we're back to action. Like, why do we need that?
Yeah.
Why was that there?
Yeah, I guess, once again, like, I just haven't really wanted to.
Well, another good example is Afro Samurai. Like,
well, Afro Samurai, I wouldn't put in that category. It has a unique pace. It is a Western anime.
No, I agree, but, I mean, there's a moment where people stop watching it because there was a woman in the bath, just a voluptuous woman in the bathtub, and people like, oh, like, yeah, I'm going to watch that kind of conversion. Like, actually, Chris told me, well, one of our listeners, shout out to Chris, he says he doesn't watch some anime because of the perversion, like, a lot of times.
So, interesting. Yeah. I think that's completely fan service. I mean, like, whatever the way they portray, I think that it's definitely a hurdle, you know, or a very unpopular trope from people that anime.
And sometimes it's unavoidable. Like, I'll be honest, there's some anime where, you know, you gotta have a beautiful
voluptuous woman. Yeah. What you said, there sometimes it's unavoidable. That is so true, because one of my favorite animes that I watch is Yuzuki Sakura, and they put so much fan service and perversion in the remake that it is so unavoidable, but it's like, I'm not going to care, but it's like, I can't recommend it to someone else.
Yeah.
Because, like, then I'm just like, what do I look like? I look like a pervert. They end up watching it and they're like, oh my god, I see why the only reason you watch it. I watch it because, one, the animation is great, the fighting choreography is great, and the story is good.
I'd argue that's why some people
don't. The only reason why they put so much version is because they were trying to get people back into it, because it was such an old anime back in the day.
Yeah.
So they had to, you know, push the appealing to the younger audience.
Man, I doubt that Slime, when I tell people about Slime, they see the cover and they see big boobs and they're like, I'm not going to watch that. She's big ass titties. Yeah. She's got big ass titties. And I'm like, that's not what the show is about. She's like, yeah, she's an important character, but, like, she's not the main role.
Right.
I will say
that Gurren Lagann,
the same way. I will say it's not wrong to think that way.
Yeah.
But you're judging a book by its cover.
Yeah.
The thing you're not supposed to do.
I definitely see that.
That's why I also trust a lot to my
people. Yeah, a lot of the the one shots that I'm thinking of when not are don't portray that as much. Like, you're lying, April, you know.
Yeah, there's no conversion in that. It's just, they're just converting people, but it's not different.
No, and he definitely has some, like, some harsh tropes in there, but...
Which
but
then gets counteracted by fucking Dandadan. Like,
yep.
What?
Dandadan's
isn't that the concept of the fucking show?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Show?
No, for real.
What is this?
Yeah, it's really funny. The, yeah, you get, like, this... just this give or take with that, especially... and I think that's almost like why people get past it so fast with Tandadan is because like they just start off like so hot and heavy there and
man's balls get taken
off. Yeah, the naked ass clan who's always trying to steal my balls.
That's just crazy.
But you have a lot of You have similar things with tropes that like people just can't get into in anime. I think that stops a lot of people from just getting into anime in general. I think why people don't watch short term, though, I want to say is because I personally sum it up a lot more towards it's harder to explain. Lot for short term anime, you know, it's like it's hard to get somebody hooked on something like on a hunt, you know.
Yeah,
how the fuck do you sum that?
Especially without spoiling it.
Yeah, exactly.
But, I would say people are too quick to judge with like, so
yeah.
I'll also say some people are just used to the long term but they don't think it's worth it.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, which is fair, because usually, you know, I prefer a long-time anime over a short-time. I don't want to, you know, keep finding more anime after watching a short-term anime, because I don't have the same, you know, likability that I did for the short-term anime that I watch.
Yeah.
So I can watch a really good short-term anime, not hear anything about another season, and then try to find something that's just as good.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah. Yeah, that's it. I think, I don't think I have a preference for short versus long.
I don't think I have a preference.
Yeah.
I think I'm okay with both. I will say that, unfortunately, most of the isekai lately.
The only reason why I'm okay with both is because I have a giant list of anime that I need to watch.
Same.
But I don't watch anime, so.
Yeah.
It'll keep getting bigger.
I think there is a lot of shows that I think I will end up dropping though if I'm not enjoying certain aspects of them, unfortunately. Like, I think that's why I ended up dropping Fairy Tail. I think that's why I ended up dropping,
Well, Fairy Tail's first season is the longest season, and it's... Literally, it has nothing to do with the whole Fairy Tale premise.
Yeah, so I don't watch it.
Yeah, if you like, I hate to say it, but like, it's the trope of if you can defend the first season, but the first season is so fucking long and stupid. Like, people just give up on it, and I don't blame them. Like, I understand.
Yeah,
but I'm an avid fan, so enjoy it. From actually knowing what the story is compared to this.
I've heard great things about the show later on, you know, but like, that first season that I just I couldn't watch it.
Do you feel like you enjoy anime watching it by yourself or with people?
It depends on the anime.
I prefer longer with people, but it doesn't have to be like in the same time. It just has to be like along with them, if that makes sense.
I'd agree. Yeah.
Yeah, so if I always had a. Come back next week for Crash on Gachi Akuta. Everybody can do that. Yeah. We'll be all the same way.
Right.
That's enjoyable.
No, I definitely, I love, like, you know, catching up with people. Oh, have you seen the most recent, you know, fucking episode of, you know, right now, Dungeon? Have you seen the most recent episode of Copy Number 8? Like, yeah.
Yeah.
Right now, I'm also watching, Grand Blue.
I will say that short-term anime, I do
watch
like...
Grand Blue, mm-hmm. Have you seen Grand Blue?
I've watched every iteration of Grand Blue that is available to watch. There's not a lot.
I will say short-term anime, I will try to binge watch with someone. Like, while they're there. I thoroughly enjoy doing that. It's only short-term anime.
Mm-hmm.
I'll try to do it in like 2 days.
What's your favorite character from Grand Blue?
Are we thinking the same Grand Blue? Thinking of the diving anime.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh.
Excuse me?
I think there's another Grand Blue.
There is.
Yeah.
But.
Oh, gosh. That's the top one. Yeah. What's the... His other Flexen. Yeah, the bartender, specifically. Yeah. Oh my gosh. Just,
great character.
I don't think I've ever laughed harder in my life than at that fucking scene where they pour him a drink and he goes, "Oh, can I just get water?" And they go, "Yes." And they pour him straight vodka. And he goes, "No, I wanted water." And they go, "It's the same color, dog. What's the problem?" And they go, "Look, you can light this one on fire." And he goes, "That's not a good thing." And then he goes, "Fine, just..." And he goes, "What? Fine, what else can we get you?" He goes, "Maybe oolong tea." And they go, "All right, oolong tea." And they pour him whiskey and vodka. And they go, "It's not oolong tea!" They go, "It's the same color." Like, why are you tripping? And they go, "Also, you can catch it on fire."
Such a great tip. Laughing my ass off for a little bit.
I've laughed hard at Grand Blue, and that's one I can rewatch and still fucking out-laugh. Like, each time I watch it.
Grand Blue is a really nice anime. Who knew diving could be fun?
Yeah. I think that's also a funny one, because, like, you know, oh, it's a diving anime.
Yeah.
But, it's also, as a bartender, that fucking joke they make of, he goes, "Can I get a screwdriver?" "Oh, yes." He pours some vodka, and then sticks a screwdriver in the glass. He goes, "Screwdriver."
I don't watch it. Short term or long term?
Short term, I guess.
It just got a second season. So, it's
a technically short term.
But,
so, yeah.
Oh, I'm stupid. One of my short term anime is Love Hina. It's one of my favorite. Mm. Stupid trope. I love it. Oh my god. Okay. Chill bits. Mm. Even I read manga. I don't have the whole collection of trope.
Right. I was looking there too. I was like, "You didn't name any of these anime."
It's like, bro, Fushigi Yugi is my one of their long term. Pretty long term. Degree Man.
It's a hit or a two on this.
We could go on for a while, but short term.
Long term anime that they dropped the ball on? Or that you're just coming back?
Yeah. Like, yes and no. Like, I liked it, but I don't like how it ended, if that makes sense. So it's kind of, it's great. It's a great show. Worth the watch. But how it ended, without spoiling it. Wasn't good. Shield Hero. Shield Hero.
Oh my god.
First season, actually pretty good. I'm not gonna lie, actually pretty good.
Towards the end of the first season.
Towards the end of the season was terrible.
That is
second season, the only good thing was literally the last fucking episode. That was it. Third season, I don't even know why he did this. It should not fucking exist.
It's so disappointing because, like, I stopped watching after the first season, and I just started reading it because I was just like, okay, I really like the concept of this show, but yeah. I'm actually curious about, like, kind of what they're going with this story.
Yep.
But I cannot stand watching the show right now. And I realized that how badly they fucked up his character.
Yeah.
They turned him into this brooding, like, kind of, like, nonchalant dipshit who's, like, you know, always acting so fucking high and mighty, and he's just fucking, like, after the fucking 12, or after 5 episodes of that shit, and he just, it doesn't feel like he's growing at all as a character.
Nope.
And it just feels like everybody is just fucking stagnant as a character, and they start to just feel like these 2D cutouts.
Yeah, it feels like everyone's a 2D character on the development.
There's
no... So we're like, I would argue that like Philo and Raftali are like the only two characters that actually grow in the show.
But they barely do.
Yeah, they only do at the beginning, and then they're stuck.
Well, exactly. And once after the first 5 episodes, it's like everybody just feels like a 2D cutout of like the exact same character just going through this like these steps. And the only actually interesting thing was the bad guys. So I started to read the manga, and I realized that he's not like that way at all in manga. He's an actual character who's like, who gets irritated and mad, and like, and he'll make like these dumb jokes and whatnot, and he's an actual character, he's a person, instead of just this kind of like brooding, like fucking shadowy nobody. And it makes for a lot more of an interesting story because it you feel kind of the impact of like him growing stronger and him wanting to grow stronger for his friends, and actually this desire for things instead of the character that kind of like fucking to be. Which is also why I'm kind of starting to get annoyed with solo leveling.
Yep.
It feels very, very similar. This whole like nonchalant trope, or this like aura farming trope,
mm-hmm.
really fucking sucks in anime.
Yeah.
Especially in long term.
The only time that I was okay with it was Eminence and Shadow. Because
they make fun of it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yes. That's a great point. The whole point is he wants to be this like, you know, this just,
I would rather be the side character.
Uh-huh.
I'll have everybody else take on these tropes that I don't need.
Yeah. And even when he gets sick of that trope, he switches up.
Yeah, exactly.
Actually, I'm gonna be the helpless nobody who's gonna stand up to these bullies and then just get the
shit. Yeah.
Yeah.
He's really good.
Yeah.
That's refreshing.
Yes.
I agree. Ice water on a hot day.
Mm-hmm. No, I think that's the perfect example of like making fun of that trope. And how, like, even speaking of making fun of it, I mean, like, One Punch Man does it the same way with Kim. You know, like that's making fun of the whole trope of like, oh, he's this nonchalant, you know, like, you know, he doesn't care about like anything with, or he doesn't care about like how strong the person is, you know, but like, it's actually a bitch. Like,
yep, very true.
Yeah,
he's actually a bitch. My most disappointing long term anime will forever be, Seven Deadly Sins.
Yeah.
The
being at dropping the ball. Damn.
Definition of fool's gold.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Like, goddamn. You had the bundle, and then you just...
Well,
you plucked so hard.
That's also another one where they just completely...
And then decided to continue the story, thinking it'll be better, and it just turned out to be boring.
Yeah, they also dropped the ball so hard on, like, the power scaling and the world building. Like, they... all of these things that they kind of set up. I mean, even just from the first season, you know, it's like, oh my gosh, like, he's a great demon. And then, like, by the second season, anybody can go. Like, they failed on the power scaling level, like, throwing the bat, and then they just had to make up, like, a whole later in the show. Or later in the story. No, I think it's a really similar thing with Boruto right now. is because they have just completely dropped the ball on the power scaling, and instead of doing a very similar thing where it's like, you know, you have strong characters that are on the sideline, these characters have to grow on their own.
Yeah.
You have just whenever things get tough, like Naruto or Sasuke shows up, you know, still saves them.
I'm trying to think of like the most disappointed I've ever been in the long term anime.
Game of Thrones.
If it's not anime, it'd be Harry Potter for me. But if it's anime,
it's fucking Doris Day.
That's half the reason why. long term, as much as I love Digimon, it has to be Digimon. One, because we're just never gonna get the full story. It's never, they just keep redoing it. And so, two, because.
Yep. Here's another season in a different animation style.
Yep. And two, because, like, where we left off, there's so many questions, more than there ever was.
Tells you.
How Digimon. So.
Ruby.
Ooh, yeah, it's big. Ruby's pretty big.
Which I have to say, hey, listen, I was at RTX, like,
I saw that Love Ruby as well. It's just, yep.
I met the voice actors. I was the biggest Ruby fan out there. We owned the director cut, we owned the regular Blu-ray, the regular disc. I had complete obsession with that show, but after third season, and once again, I understand Doom died.
Yep.
Rest in peace. But yeah, boy, did they don't fall. Which, like, it's funny because, like, I can't even. Well, I guess he wasn't the author of that, but, like, I thoroughly enjoyed 9th through 12th season of Redverse Blue.
Alright, I think that's pretty good for me. I don't have any other questions. Any other questions? No? I felt pretty good about that one. I think we're gonna stop there. Thank you for listening as always. My closing remark is start of the week whenever you're listening to this, but start of the week for us. Please enjoy your week. Stay out of the heat because it's getting hot. We're in California. Appreciate you as always. Any closing remarks for you guys?
Watch more anime.
Yes. Watch more anime.
He's get that cleanse.
He's not saying.
And, I unfortunately had to be here for the next episode.
Yep. We'll see you on the next episode.
Thanks for listening to Weebisations. If you enjoyed the episode, tune in every Wednesday wherever you catch your podcasts. And join the Cracked Media Discord to get updates and interact with the community.